got a guest with us this morning, Rob Turl, and I thought it'd be good just to hear a little bit more from him before he comes to speak. Before he completely trashes the microphone. Yes, that is a battery.
That's a battery.
Or it was anyway. It's all in pieces, not quite in pieces now, is it?
Tell you what,
we'll just swap and I'll fix it for you later, yeah. Now then, Rob, just tell us a bit about yourself. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Hull itself, if you know Sutton Road and the Bedford Road. I was born, well, not born down Sutton Road, but I grew up down Sutton Road.
Okay, and you were worked with us here at Ferryby Church for 2 years. Just remind us some of the things that you were involved with.
Great, yeah. Nick over there is my predecessor, as I like to call him. Is that right? No, predecessor. Successor. Sorry, I'm tired, all right. Give me a break. And no, I worked for Ferryby Church as a parish assistant, which meant I did lots of different things. I was a dog's body. I wasn't that bad. I worked in school a lot, did a lot of children's work in school and in clubs and with youth and all kinds of things. And I moved chairs very frequently.
Okay. Now you've spent some time away from God's own county. You had to be exiled in London for a while. You're not looking too bad on it, actually, but just tell us what you've been doing down there.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't judgment as much as God's discipline. Sometimes he has to send you away for a while to learn a lesson. So I've come back now. So the question is...
what have you been doing there?
What have I been doing there? I've been studying at Bible College, which is kind of like a vicar factory, as some people call it. So you go in and you come out as a vicar, except sometimes it doesn't work quite well as it should. So I'm not going to be a vicar when I leave. But, you know, I'm training for full-time Christian ministry. So it's a theology degree, validated by Middlesex University, if that makes you feel any better about it.
So that's been 3 years hard study, hasn't it? I know it's been pretty hard work. The college has a reputation for working students extremely hard. Now, some of us might have noticed on the notice sheet the message about the Mark Drama. Now, Mark Drama is a sort of fun and exciting presentation of the entire Gospel of Mark done in just 90 minutes. And the idea is that you get a group of people together who basically perform the whole of the Gospel. And we're planning on doing that here in Ferryby in July. Now, we've got a meeting on May the 9th, which is actually a week tomorrow, in the parish hall, where the chap who coordinates this in the UK is coming to share the vision and to share what's involved, and to hopefully we're going to get a team together to actually perform it. But it just so happens that I know Rob saw the Mark Drama done down in London just a few days ago, and I just thought maybe you could tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, I wasn't... So the college put on this Mark Drama. I wasn't necessarily going to go, but I had a chat with Nick on the phone about some other things, and he mentioned the Mark Drama, so I thought I'd better go. Didn't believe at all it was going to be very good. I thought it was going to be a waste of a few hours on a Saturday night. Turns out it was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. It was brilliant. So basically, the story is that what happens is, in our case, it was a group of students, but it could be a group of church people or whatever. You have a meeting initially. You're then given the task of learning Mark's Gospel, or the bits that you need to learn for the roles that you're going to have in the drama. And then all you do is you have, literally, this isn't really that much, 12 hours of rehearsals, which isn't actually a lot for the quality of performance that it was. So you rehearse on the Thursday night, the Friday night, and then for most of the day on the Saturday, and then you perform on the Saturday evening. And I kid you not, it was absolutely outstanding. It just brought to life Mark's Gospel, brought out so much of the tension and the emotion. And I don't know whether I said this at the 9 o'clock service, but there were people there who their emotional range is about that much. And even they were saying, this is what they said themselves, you know, even they were saying, I don't know what to do with myself. It was that brilliant. And I just didn't know. I didn't know what to do with myself. You know, it just brought the whole thing to life. So I would thoroughly recommend it. if you can be in it or even just come to it and bring people to it, it really was that good. And I hope that if you did it, it would be as good, if not better. Seriously.
Thank you. Well, if you are interested in that, say a week tomorrow, the 9th of May, 7:30 in the Parish Hall, we've got to Andrew Page, who say coordinates this around the country. In fact, he's done it around Europe, and he's going to come and share what's involved. So if you are interested in taking part at the level of actually being an actor, do come to that. Even if you just want to find out a bit more, do come along. It'll be very interesting. And then, as I say, we're hoping to do it, as it says on the sheet there, in July. Well, thank you, Rob. We look forward to you explaining the Bible to us in a few minutes' time. See if you can fix that. Good, yeah, okay. You'll see on the notice sheet the heading Creed on the back page.